WKZO Radio in Kalamazoo is known as Leadership Radio. As the primary one emergency broadcast system station for southwestern Michigan, last spring we designed, built, and installed an automatic device to sound a Morse code W on the air once each minute while the National Weather Service has a watch or warning in effect, in order to alert listeners who tune in shortly after a weather announcement has been aired. This spring, we installed Storm Search Weather Radar, the most powerful available to broadcasters. On Tuesday, May 13th, 1980, WKZO Radio was called on again to provide leadership when a tornado hit Kalamazoo, causing the worst disaster in city history. WKZO News Director Fred Douglas sets the scene.
The afternoon started normally, but became more intense with the National Weather Service tornado watch shortly after 1:30. WKZO Radio and TV News began then to gear up for events knowing they weren't likely, but this time the preparation was necessary. By 3:30, WKZO's Storm Search Weather Radar was showing storm cells growing in the west and everyone prepared for significant rainfall. By 3:40, the storms had become worse. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued. Storm Search Weather Radar confirmed the growing intensity of the cells. At 3:56, WKZO broadcast reports of the funnels around M40 and M43 and Goebbels. 5 minutes later, the storm was nearing the outskirts of Kalamazoo, and WKZO Radio and TV's Storm Search Weather Radar confirmed even stronger storm action. By 4:05, there was evidence of twisters hitting on the western Kalamazoo city limits. WKZO Radio and TV passed word of those twisters and told people on the west and north sides of the city and adjacent township areas to take cover. And they hit.
I heard a noise similar to a train, like they say, and I turned the radio down in my car and turned around and looked up over the top of those buildings. It was just coming down, tearing up chunks of roof, just throwing it all over, and I opened my door to get out, and the wind was so strong I could hardly close my door, so I just laid down on the floor of my car, and that thing went over, and it lifted my car off the ground, moved it around. Me across the street. It was scary.
The twister coming over the county building, I told everybody to get out of there, and there was a mass exodus down to the stairwell. Hundreds of people got downstairs, approximately, and people were coming in off the street and into the downstairs of the ISB building. It was packed, and there's no word on injuries or anything right now. Police are too busy taking care of everything. We don't know. The whole front of the ISB building is demolished. Keep away from tall buildings because the glass is falling everywhere.
We're in a meeting over at the administration building and saw it coming. We've lost a lot of damage to cars up on our ramp. I haven't been over to this building yet to even see what the damage is. I came over to check my office here, and both people there are okay. So,
but how did your office make it through?
Well, the windows are out on the back, but they gave them plenty of warning. They went up and told everybody to get out, but we don't know what's happened out county right now. I'm still trying to get through to Galesburg and some of those areas.
There are dead. There are dozens injured. The damage is said to be in the tens of millions of dollars since the downtown area was severely damaged. The reports of the moving storm continued until it was out of the WKZO radio and TV coverage area. Today, the cleanup begins and the coverage.
With electric and telephone service out in downtown Kalamazoo, Mayor Ed Annan was escorted by police to our studios, where he set up temporary headquarters and went on the air literally around the clock to keep the citizens informed.
To the citizens of Kalamazoo, I want you to know that we have declared a state of emergency in regard to the tornado touchdowns in downtown Kalamazoo and other parts of the city of Kalamazoo. I will not deny that the damage in downtown Kalamazoo is extremely severe. Anybody in downtown Kalamazoo, through transistor or otherwise, who is hearing this broadcast, we ask that you, as best you can, leave downtown Kalamazoo. If you can't get to your car, please try to walk home. We have search crews through some of the buildings. We're trying to take care of this as quickly as we can. It's a time for calm. And we ask everybody, please stay away from downtown Kalamazoo. A state of emergency has been issued.
Utility and relief agencies requested airtime.
We would like to have them be very careful of any lines, any wires that may be down in their yard or across the front of their property. In handling these, they might still be energized, and so we're asking them to be very careful in dealing with these. Also, we are kind of concerned about areas that may have some trees uprooted, which could affect the gas mains in that particular area, and we're asking them, if they smell gas, to be sure and give Consumers Power Company a call immediately.
Damage survey teams from the American Red Cross will begin conducting a door-to-door survey of the tornado-damaged areas of Kalamazoo today to determine the extent of the damage. A Red Cross service center will also be opened this morning. The location of that center has not yet been determined. When it is, we'll inform the public through the news media.
The special reports and interviews continued through the afternoon and evening, with special reports preempting much of the regular programming on WKZO Radio.
A funnel cloud dipped into the heart of the city at one of the busiest times of the day. Shoppers and some office workers were just beginning their trips home when the cloud tore through the central business district. The twister roared through Bronson Park, uprooting entire trees and ripping off huge limbs. At least one of the fatalities occurred in the park, a motorcyclist killed by falling debris. The huge ISB bank building and the Gilmore department store were among the hardest hit. Rubble spilled into the street when a back wall of Gilmore's collapsed and the walkway from the parking ramp crashed to the street below. Some of the dead were found in the debris of the Gilmore building. Large pieces of glass rained down on the street from the shattered hull of the ISB building. The Kalamazoo Center and nearly all the other major buildings downtown sustained heavy damage. Nearly all the stores along the Kalamazoo Mall were hard hit. Broken glass and store merchandise lay everywhere. Many of those who had survived the storm walked through the debris hours later, some dazed. There was no doubt the monetary loss would be staggering, and the known loss of human life underscored the tragedy that hit Kalamazoo on May 13th.
In addition to the city of Kalamazoo, Governor Milliken has declared four townships in Van Buren County disaster areas. The governor is expected to take an aerial tour of Bangor, Arlington, Waverly, and Almena townships today to survey the damage.
The night of the storm, our local sales force contacted their clients for necessary copy changes.
Good morning. Roger Cooey here this morning with a few words for the week from Cooey Napper. First on our agenda is the fact that Cooey Napper Company is alive and well in downtown Kalamazoo. Our store was miraculously spared any monumental damage, and we are in business as usual today, looking to a long future downtown. Secondly, our extreme gratitude as a merchant, citizen, and human being to all who within a few hours rebounded to right our core city and protect its people and contents. The city administration, the Parks and Recreation Department, Public Works Department, Police Department, Civil Defense Staff, County Law Enforcement people, Salvation Army, the Red Cross, State Police, local politicians, the DKA, and many more all deserve a job well done, and we thank you. And thirdly, as Cooey Napper Company is a 50-year resident of where the big wind blew, we want to say we'll continue to work keeping Kalamazoo number one. I've worked for over 20 years helping build a great downtown, which in 20 seconds almost disappeared. I said it the other night, it'll take more than a win to do Kalamazoo in. You can help shop downtown, okay? Okay.
Yeah, there really is a Kalamazoo.
Yes, there really is, and always will be a downtown Kalamazoo. The heart of your community is open and ready to serve you. The Downtown Kalamazoo Association.
The next morning, many schools, businesses, and meetings were closed or canceled. And in the week following the storm, WKZO Radio aired nearly 6,800 such separate announcements.
We've got Ralph Grant live and direct in the newsroom right now on the telephone, who has a couple more cancellations and business closings. Ralph?
Yeah, John, we have the KT&S Industries on Harrison Street. All facilities are closed today. The Internal Revenue Service offices and the old post office in downtown Kalamazoo will be closed today. And a couple of events, a People's Church annual meeting scheduled for 6:30 this evening, postponed until further notice, and the Kalamazoo County Bar Association meeting scheduled for this evening at the Kalamazoo Center is canceled.
Our telephone talk show, WKZO at Your Service, became a forum for the mayor and the citizens of Kalamazoo.
Let's go back to the phone lines and talk right now with Steve Merchant. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'd just like to thank Mayor Annan for the great job that he and the city of Kalamazoo have done during this disaster. I'd also like to thank WKZO Radio and TV for the fine job they did also. And I want you to know that I'm one very proud citizen to say I'm from a citizen of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Very nice call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. When you see destruction to that extent, and yet on the west side apparently no serious injuries and no loss of life out on the west side, to what can you credit that?
I credit it to two things. First of all, it's been verified that our sirens were on in all areas of the city. And I have to commend WKZO. When people hear the sirens on a day like it was yesterday, when it's not a blue sky, but when it's cloudy, they do turn on your radio and your TV station. They see the W, they see your storm search come on frequently. And I think we are finally achieving a process where we can alert people at least with some time so that they can get into their basement and save their lives. And I think it worked.
Service to our listeners, part of Leadership Radio in West Michigan.
It's WKZO.